We're going to have another one of our commentaries and conversations on this anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. We're about to talk to Steve Elliott. Steve Elliott teaches film editing at NYU. He's a producer and a director, has worked on projects with us here at the Center for Emerging Media before on our series Shared Weight about Vietnam as both editor and as videographer, and joins us now to reflect on JFK. And Stevie, welcome. Good to have you with us, man.
Well, thank you. Glad to share it with you.
I know we were both in the same place when this happened.
Right.
Physically. So I'm curious what your reflections are of that moment before we talk a bit about how you think it affected the larger culture and society then and even now. But just talk about a moment, what happened at that moment for you.
Sure. Well, it was an unusually warm day, and we were up in Stockbridge, Massachusetts at the Stockbridge School. I just remember how warm it was that day, and we were planning right after lunch to play the faculty in the student-faculty soccer game. I was in my room, which I shared with, I think Jeff Outlaw was my roommate, and I was putting on my sneakers when somebody came running down the hall saying that Kennedy had been shot, and I just thought they were messing with me, you know, or messing with everybody, until I got out the front door of the boys' dorm. And I saw that something definitely had gone on because everybody was down the soccer field. It was very somber. Stephen Hubbard, who was an Englishman and our science teacher, was ranting. It was just, he was in his soccer shorts. He was an older guy, gray hair. He was just storming, talking about how insane Americans were kicking the soccer ball. I was stunned. I think if you talk to enough people, everybody was. Some people broke down in tears, but I think I was one of those people who were just too stunned to cry. And my girlfriend, who is now my wife, Molly, and I took a walk down to what was known as the Stockbridge Bowl, Lake Mackinac, which was just below the school. It was warm enough we didn't need coats. I just remember sitting there with her, just trying to take it all in. You can hear it, get emotional.
What effect do you think it had on society, on people's consciousness, and even on the consciousness of people today who may not even have been alive at that moment?
Well, I think one of the most stunning things that ever happened to me was a number of years later, in I think it was 1968. I have a brother who's 12 years younger than me. So at the time Kennedy was shot, he was three. And 5 years later, I was visiting my mother, and my brother Ed was, I guess, 8 years old, 9 years old, and I came in with friends. I don't remember what we did, but we were chatting, and so I said, "So Ed, what do you want to be when you grow up?" And he said something. I said, "Oh, you don't want to be president?" And he said, "What? You get my brains blown out?" And I just was. I was completely stunned by that, that some eight-year-old, that would be his reaction, like, who wants to be president? You get your brains blown out. And that, aside from everything that I'd gone through, all the emotions and stuff of the 60s, because 68 was quite a year anyway, because Bobby had been killed already at that point, So this is all very fresh in people's minds. You know, there's a lot of feelings about the 60s that everybody was committed and it was a great time, but people forget how low it could go at times. It was a decade of extreme, and there was just a lot of murder going on in while we were growing up. So I think that, well, you know, I'm still like waiting for the other shoe to drop. I think that in politics, the fact that you knew it could happen, you're always kind of worried, like, will it happen again?
Yeah.
That's my feeling I have.
Well, Steve Elliott, thank you for so much for taking some time with us today here on the Mark Steiner Show to reflect on this moment.
Okay. Well, thank you for, you know, asking me. I remember you. You know, the other thing, just real quick, was... Because after I came up from the bowl, You were there. We all were there watching the flight come into Washington from Dallas. And I just remember Johnson coming off the plane, and I just had a really bad feeling. Just, you know, some I guess because he was a Texan, I thought, I wonder if he had something to do with this, you know, that
right.
kind of feeling. Yeah. At any rate, thanks for asking me. And,
all right, man. Take care.